three beers, ice cream game. He'll be eating ice cream. Joe pull out his drumstick. That will make the guy scream. Give an answer quick before Maitland's whale noise. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro. He yells out taco. Okay.
All right, this crew's going to fight for supremacy at shouting ice cream answers. It's actually called Brain Freeze. Fastest answers win. If you actually wanted to buy it yourself, I know some people will ask from time to time. We'd play it as the first plausibly acceptable answer to be finished, not started. So if your answer, there's just no possible way it's true, then we're not buying it. Now, Maitland, you're the returning champion. Who do you want to play first?
I'll play Steve first.
Okay, you don't need the options because you know all your coworkers. It was dumb of me to offer. Here we go. Maitland versus Steve. I will read the card and then you will answer. Fastest, plausibly correct answer wins. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Steve, you ready?
Yeah.
It's not taco. My personal hell is?
Oh, ice cream. What?
The doctor's office.
Yeah. Are you?
I'm lactose intolerant.
Looks like she's got you.
Prove it.
Give me some ice cream.
How long would we have to wait?
Probably 30 minutes.
30 minutes.
You saying don't say taco or it's not taco. It's like my kryptonite.
When I finished, I could see you get frustrated. I'm like, all I can think of is Taco Bell menu items.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Maitland versus Kelly. I could do. No, I don't like this one. No, it's boring.
All right.
My favorite non-alcoholic beverage you've never heard of is...
The Periwinkle Flamingo.
The Periwinkle Pinkle?
Yeah, I meant to say pickle, but it said pinkle. Periwinkle Pickle.
What is that?
It's a non-alcoholic drink that you've never heard of.
Is it real?
It is not real in your world, but in my world, it's real.
That's very plausible to me.
Didn't it ask for a not real one?
My favorite non-alcoholic beverage.
Oh, yeah. Never heard
you've
of
it.
What's yours, Maitland?
Orange Flamingo.
Is that real?
Mm-hmm.
What's in it?
Oranges.
So orange juice?
And made with real bits of real flamingo.
And pink lemonade.
That's good. That's a good one.
Is that real?
Well, I don't know if it's real, but, you know, the color matches the name, and I like that.
Maitland's face says, that is not real, and it's not standing up under pressure. But then again, so did yours. Who
That's
finished first,
face.
Hot Wings?
Kelly.
Kelly, you are the new champion. All Kelly right. will take on Hot Wings. Here we go. Blank instantly bores me.
Slim Jims.
Kelly said Slim Jims. Howie said this, which is weirdly hurtful because we're all doing it, but I'm the one who feels injured. Kelly said Slim Jims faster. They are boring.
And oh, they had those great commercials.
Yeah, 40 Man. Years
yeah.
ago.
Yeah.
And the flavor, you just burp up for days.
It is like eating a trailer park lot.
Oh, no, disagree. It's like eating delicious smoke.
Kelly versus Tommy. The best thing I've ever gotten for free is...
A beluga whale.
Oh, my... Oh.
I don't know how you could possibly lose to that.
Popcorn? I don't know.
Okay. You're the worst at this. Just the worst at games. Kelly, you win with beluga whale, yeah. which we all know you've never gotten. Kelly versus Maitland. The car that's most like my sex drive is...
A Honda CR-V.
Come on. A Honda CR-V.
Oh, yeah. Practical.
Reliable.
Plenty
of room.
Little dull.
Family friendly.
Maitland?
Yeah, boring. Oh.
What was yours?
A Tacoma.
Why?
We can.
You like it outdoors?
Yeah.
We can do it outdoors, off-roading, and I got a lot of junk in the trunk.
Yeah, you can put a lot of stuff in the back.
Yeah, I do.
Gonna give it to Maitland on that one. Okay. Yeah, you understand.
Oh, I get it.
Steven Hot Wings.
Yeah.
The place I feel most out of place is?
The doctor's office.
Wait.
I said Stephen Hot Wings,
You
Maitland.
Sure did.
Yeah, but thank you for blurting. This game of blurting. What did you say? We'll do a three-way. A bed.
The abortion clinic.
Where you feel most at home?
No, out of place. Oh, he said dang. Out of place.
Oh,
I was like, that's right. You stay home with us, brother.
I should.
Yeah. Like, I got rid of all of my wire hangers years ago.
You know what? Plastic ones aren't so bad.
Velvet does the job, too.
I have wooden ones, so.
Ooh, oh, God.
Yeah, splinters.
That's why you check into a hotel so you can use their hangers.
Yeah,
Steve, what did you say?
I mean, it's fine if you're trying to get rid of a vampire.
I said the doctor's office.
Well, baby.
Okay, I don't think anyone gets that one.
Okay.
Maitland versus like Steve. The thing I'll never try again is.
Lavender pants.
And Maitland, what did you say?
Sex backwards.
Sex backwards is going to beat lavender pants because we all know Steve will buy them again.
He'll never give up on lavender pants.
Maitland versus Hot Wings. The thing I miss most about being a kid is
not going to work.
Cereal.
Not going to work is what Hot Wings said. Yeah. Maitland said something you can definitely still eat as an adult. Trix cereal.
Yeah, I bought a box like 2 months ago.
No, when you were a kid?
Yeah.
2 months ago?
Dude, Trix strawberry milk or is the best.
What?
The
is Trix. That, it comes like?
They have like a brand of their own strawberry milk.
Or like Trix yogurt. I should have said that because they don't make that anymore, but that was fun.
It's almost impossible to understand why your guts are weird.
Whatever. What the 80% rule?
Yeah, right.
It's just strawberries. Milk. That's how Trix makes it. For sure. I trust them.
It's all natural.
It's from the Trix organic line.
It doesn't have anything with the phrase Edeline in it.
Yeah. Oh, it's Diet Trix. Diet Trix.
Hot Wings versus Kelly. My biggest regret from high school is
not buying enough tiny figurines.
Howing said not having sex. Kelly said not buying enough tiny figurines. Howing's wins.
I bet you've bought a lot of tiny figurines.
No, my friend Kelsey, though, she's got all those little dancing raisins that play instruments.
Oh, the California raisins.
Yeah, the California raisins. She's got hundreds of them, and I thought, man,
well, she must be rich.
Yeah.
Man, she's got a whole shelf of them. That's how you know.
So successful.
My gosh, what is she? She own a vineyard?
But I do wish I would have bought more tiny figurines.
I don't believe you.
Like Spice Girls and the Backstreet Boys, if I had tiny figurines of the Backstreet Boys, it'd be hilarious.
What would you do with them now? Would they be displayed?
I'd put them in perverted situations and then leave them in places where people could find them publicly.
So like your own weirdo version of Elf on a Shelf?
Yeah.
Here's a round of Orgy in a Boy Band.
It's Fatone on a Bone.
Oh, yes! Look at that. Give me another one.
Like,
AJ with an HJ.
Oh. Who else Bass is in that on group? An ass. This is fun.
Yeah.
Come on, Steve, do one.
What group is it?
Timberlake on a Cake.
Oh, Lachey or Gay.
Oh.
Ooh.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do it with any musical artist.
Wait, Timberlake wasn't. He was NSYNC, wasn't he?
NSYNC, yeah. Yes.
Didn't we say Backstreet Boys?
We said boy band.
Oh.
So you could do more.
Oh, 7 minutes and Kevin.
Oh, nice.
I can't get
Carter
Menudo.
On a farter.
I can't get Menudo out of my head.
Of course. You're so stuck on taco and taco culture. What's wrong with you? Steve, build that wall around all the taco knowledge. All right. Kelly, who do you want to play?
I'll take on Hot Wings.
Okay. The first time I had sex, it was?
With my stepsister. Fine. I don't have a stepsister, but a girl can dream, you know?
Someday I'll videos, have my own porno intro.
Those videos look so fun.
Hot Wings said it was fine. Is that plausibly believable to you, Maitland, that Hot Wings' first sexual experience was fine?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was unplanned, it was spontaneous, and it was very quick.
Did she know?
Just okay.
Oh, yeah, she knew. Yeah, she definitely knew.
Hot Wings versus Steve. The strangest thing I do daily is
eat hockey shorts.
All right.
You could have just said eat tacos.
But hockey was on the TV in the back.
Is it the smell? Hot the Wings. Texture?
Were you just so stunned by Steve eating hockey shorts?
A little bit. Yeah. I mean, I think the weirdest thing I do every day is eat a salad. No. Lame. No. I do lots of weird things just not every day.
Steve versus Maitland. A fetish I'd like to try is
toes.
In what manner?
Had you been waiting to tell us that?
No. I think fetish and I just think of feet.
Every day, that's Maitland writes, fetish. Dear baby Jesus, please let them ask about fetishes today.
Please
they must
toes.
Know about toes.
Please put toes near my mouth today.
I wish toes were hockey pants.
Shorts, man. Hockey shorts.
Maitland versus Kelly. My next kid will be named
Thundercloud. Tina Turner.
I think Thundercloud gets the win there. Everybody.
I like Tina Turner.
Yeah.
My sexual bucket list item is
hot air balloon sex.
Ooh, risky. Oh.
But Steve dominated you against all three other people. You're the only one to answer. Steve, you are the champion today.
Yeah. We've all accomplished ours.
Yeah. Boom.
Rosie. Way to go, Steve. Loser.
What are you, a virgin?
So high to so low so quickly.
This game really turned on you today.
Yeah.
That'd have been a good time to say taco.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Steve, congratulations on your championship. I'm sure it feels like you won. You've won a 1 month subscription to Nick on a Stick.
Oh.
So good luck with that.
I was going to say Nick on a dog.